fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
As pretty young Linda Lee walked the short distance between the Elk City post office and the one-story building that housed the Clarion, she prepared to answer the one question she knew Damon Baxter would ask. The kindly faced and white-haired editor of Elk City's only newspaper looked up expectantly as she opened the door.
Well, Linda, you made the round trip mighty quick.
Of course, Uncle Damon. The post office isn't very fine. Well, I didn't stop to talk to anyone.
Any mail?
Lots of it. Look, two catalogs from St. Louis, three new subscriptions, an advertisement for a printing press that's run by a steam engine, and...
No letter for me?
From Thad?
Uh-huh.
No, there isn't, Uncle Damon, but maybe... I mean, East Texas is a long way from home.
Well, that's all right. I guess Thad will write when he gets around to it.
Sure.
Young fellows have more on their minds than writing letters.
I don't know why. The least thing Dad can do is write to you, his own father.
I thought you were the one who was just making excuses for him, Linda.
Well, I was. But I'm mad just the same. There's no excuse for his...
Oh, yes, there is, and we might as well admit it. Yeah. Dad got a raw deal here in his hometown 2 years ago, so he's sour on Elk City and everybody in it, including me. Only thing, I can't figure out why he's sour on you, too. If I was his age and in love with a girl as sweet and pretty as you...
Oh, Uncle Damon.
Oh, well, it's the truth, and you know it. Well, talking won't do any good. I've got work to do.
Uncle Damon?
Yes?
Yesterday's issue of the Clarion, the editorial, is liable to cause some trouble. Everybody at the post office was talking about it.
Good. I hope it riles them enough so they'll investigate that skinflint Mark Kinney and his water hogging scheme up in Elk Canyon.
So do I. Don't you think... Mark Kinney is dangerous, and he has a lot of dangerous men working for him. You could...
Linda, you're not suggesting that I start carrying a gun, are you?
Well, I think you should do something to make things more equal. Mark Kinney's much younger than you are. He's twice as big, and he...
And I'm an old duffer with a weak heart. Is that it?
It's just common sense, Uncle Damon.
Linda, I've been battling gun-toting skunks like Mark Kinney all my life.
I know, but...
No matter how many guns they have, they can't beat the truth. It's hot lead against cold type, Linda. And the truth in cold type will win every time.
That's true, but somebody has to set the type, so... Uncle Damon, what is that you're working on?
I'm just setting up a front page. There. It's all finished.
For next week? How can you set up a headline until you...
Well, this is something special. Might use it next week, the week after, or maybe I'll never use it.
You'll never? You... What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Forget it. Now, can you help me carry this form back of the press so it'll be out of the way? I guess I'm getting pretty old when I have to ask a girl to help me.
Don't be silly, Uncle Damon. I'm your chief assistant. Why shouldn't I help?
Well, it's an idea that might come in handy someday. In the meantime, it's out of the way.
I still don't understand why you have
to... Oh, don't worry about it, Linda. Oh, here comes something you will understand. Look who's heading this way. Coming right across the street.
It's Mark Kinney.
Hot enough firecracker.
Baxter! I want to see you.
Well, there's nothing standing in your way, Kinney.
These lies you put in your ledge newspaper.
Are they lies?
You know they are. I'm doing everything possible to help this community. The dam in Elk Canyon will conserve water, make it available in dry weather.
Sure, available at your price.
There, you dirty little link slinger,
I'll... All right, Kinney, if it's a fight you want, I'll...
Uncle Damon.
Oh. What's the matter with the old goat, fainted?
It's his heart. Oh, Uncle Damon.
Oh.
Get out of here, Mark Kinney. You've caused enough trouble.
How was I to know that he had a...
Get out! Oh. Wait, Uncle Damon, don't try to move. I'll wring out a cloth and cold water and I'll get a doctor and...
No. No, Linda. Not enough time. Always knew this was coming someday. Didn't expect it now.
Don't try to move. Here, put your head in my lap.
Thad, my boy.
I'll write to Thad, Uncle Damon. Tell him that you're sick and he'll come back. I know he will.
Just coming back won't help, Linda. I could have fixed that long ago. Thad's got to learn how to fight. The truth's worth fighting for. Thad's never learned that.
I know, and I...
Another thing I want to tell you. It's about...
What's wrong with the old coot? I didn't touch him. I didn't lay a hand on him.
You're right, Mr. Kinney. You didn't touch him. It was just an old man with a weak heart. I saw the whole thing. This is one time you're in the clear.
What's wrong with him? Did he faint?
No, Mr. Kinney. Uncle Damon's dead.
Two days later, on a hard-packed trail east of Elk City, the Lone Ranger and Tonto pulled their horses to a halt near a railroad right-of-way.
Oh, fella. We'll wait here in this ravine till the train goes by, Tonto.
Iron horse pull plenty car.
Yes, the freight train.
Kimasabi, look. Two fella on top of car. Them have fight.
Looks that way, and watch out, Tonto. One of those men is going to jump. He'll land near here. Ready, Silver.
Fella hurt?
No. I'm not hurt. I've been kicked off of freight trains before.
Were you going any place in particular when the brakeman threw you off the train?
Yeah. Elk City. But it doesn't make any difference now. With my kind of luck, this was bound to happen.
Is Elk City your home?
Used to be.
Eddie Silver?
I haven't been there for a couple of years. I was going back for my father's funeral this afternoon. Now he'll never know the difference, so it's not important, I guess.
Your father wouldn't think so.
Maybe not. But Elk City's mighty far when you're walking.
Why walk when you can ride double with me?
What? You mean you're offering...
You ought to get there before sundown. Will that be soon enough?
Why, sure. Sure, I guess so.
Easy, fella.
But you gents are riding the owl hoot. You don't want to take any chances of tangling with the law just to help an unlucky hombre like me.
Now let us worry about that. Here, give me your hand. I'll help you up.
I can't figure this out.
Now don't try to figure. Just ride. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
This is Elk City. It's almost dark. Any idea where
you... I don't know. I guess the funeral would be at Dad's house or the church. Wait a minute. Right over there.
What's that?
The cemetery. It's a crowd of people near this end of it. Maybe that's
it. We'll pull up near these trees. Walk over. Hold silver. Hold on.
Yeah, that must be Dad's funeral. I can see Linda at the edge of the crowd.
Steady, Silver.
Easy.
Well, aren't you going over?
Yes, I... No, I better not.
Suit yourself. Come on, Silver. I don't know. I'll wait over there with that clump of trees for you.
Thad.
Linda.
I thought I recognized you standing here. Oh, Thad, you did come back. I've been hoping and praying you would.
Yeah, I got your letter. Came as soon as I could. I almost didn't make it, except for two outlaws who... Oh, it's too bad about Dad. I guess it couldn't be helped.
No, it was his heart. It's hard for me to say anything, Thad. I've cried till I can't cry anymore. Uncle Damon, I mean, your father was almost my father, too. Mother died, he gave me a job. I called him Uncle because... Well, because...
I know, Linda.
Services are all over. There was a large crowd, but they're leaving now. You can walk over to the grave.
No, no, thanks. Not while Sheriff Layson's standing there. It'll be my luck. Elk City buries my father and puts handcuffs on me.
Thad, that's not right. There was never a warrant issued for you. The sheriff...
Since I've been kicking around for the last 2 years, I've found out the law can do anything it wants to. Somebody gets shot in the back. Circumstantial evidence points to me, and so everybody thinks I'm guilty. I had to leave town.
No, no, you didn't. You could have stayed here and fought that false idea, proved you were innocent.
Well, that's easier said than done when the cards are stacked against you.
Thad, sometimes I can hardly believe you're Damon Baxter's son. As long as the truth was on his side, he would have gone on fighting.
Sure, the power of truth in cold type. I've heard Dad say that, too.
Well, it's right.
Then why didn't he use some of that power to prove that I was innocent?
Since you've asked for it straight, I'll tell you why. Because you didn't have the nerve to come back and fight for yourself.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Thad. I didn't mean to... You're going to stay here, aren't you? Take over the paper? That's what he would have wanted you to do.
Why... I don't know.
Listen to me, Thad. As long as your dad was alive and the Clarion was published every week, there was some light and truth around here. If you don't take it over, Mark Kinney and his crowd will.
So Kinney and his gunhawks are still riding herd on Elk City, huh? That double-dealing tin horn ought to be...
Watch out, he sees it. He's coming over.
Well, this is Thad Baxter. I thought you'd be here sooner for your own father's funeral.
Hello, Kinney. Got here as soon as I could.
Yeah. Layson, Sheriff Layson. Here's young Baxter.
So I see. Guess nobody will object to him being here for a little while, as long as it's only temporary.
Sure. And if somebody happens to get killed while I'm in town, you can blame it on me.
A sheep-killing dog always howls the loudest.
Why, you dirty...
Dad!
And all the rest of you buzzards are just like him. You listen to Kinney and railroad me out of this town.
You better simmer down, Baxter.
You're all afraid of him. That's what's wrong.
Sheriff, he's making this sort of a personal thing between me and him. If you don't mind, I'll cool off this back shooter with a barrel of a gun.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. You might regret it.
What the... Last. Look at that, Sheriff. Masked outlaw.
I've got eyes. You, drop that gun.
I'll gladly put it away, Sheriff. If Mr. Kinney stops threatening an unarmed man...
If this isn't proof that Baxter's a crook, masked owl hoots
back
at him.
I said put down that gun, Stranger.
You're wasting time, Sheriff. I'll show you how.
I warned you. That's my answer.
Oh, my arm.
Break out your guns, boys. Burn them down.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger's single shot to keep Mark Kinney from clubbing Thad Baxter had started a hail of lead from the guns of Sheriff Lace in another town. Taking advantage of the gathering dusk, the masked man dodged behind a tree and called to his Indian companion.
Hello.
In here, Kimasabi.
We'll have to run for it. If they follow us, we'll split up. You lead them as far west and south as you can. Steady, boy. You lose them. Meet me back with the river later on.
One silver.
Get up, scout.
There's somebody with him. And they're getting away on saddle horses. Hit the leather. We'll run them down.
Red, open up. I said open the door.
My boss.
Shut up. Close the door.
I didn't know it was you. You told me not to let anybody know I was hiding out here in the back of your place. So
stop talking. Get some water and clean cloth for bandages. I'll get my coat off.
What's the blood on your shirt? Somebody plug you?
I said get some water.
Sure, sure.
It's just a flesh wound. I don't think I'll need a doctor.
Well, who did it?
And I'll hoot came in town with that Baxter. Big hombre wearing a mask.
This Baxter kid's got a gang, so
don't worry. Sheriff Lason will take care of his gang tonight. And I'll take care of Baxter in the Clarion in the morning.
Well, the shop hasn't changed very much. Can't see anything, but the smell of ink and
just
paper
a minute,
sure.
Dad. I'll light the lamp. There.
Yep, just the same.
Of course. All the Clarion lacks now is a man named Baxter to sit over there at Uncle Damon's desk.
I don't know whether I'm big enough for the job, Linda. Guess I didn't inherit much of Dad's fighting spirit.
You're big enough. Any man is big when the truth is on his side.
You're right.
What? Oh.
It's too bad more people don't realize that.
Well, I'll be... It's you again.
Well, I mean, how did you get in here?
The back door was unlocked.
I thought the sheriff and half the town of Elk City was on your trail.
I imagine they think they're still on my trail.
I'm glad you're here. I want to thank
Forget
you for...
Forget it, Ted. I couldn't help but overhear what you and Linda have been talking about. Both here and out at the cemetery. Are you going to take over your father's job?
I don't know. Mark Kinney owns half the town. What he doesn't own, he controls. You saw what Kinney thinks of me.
It's all the more reason why you should do it.
Of course. I've been telling him that.
You're a stranger here. You don't know how tough Mark Kinney can be.
Evidently, he didn't scare your father.
Sure, he's a crook. Dad knew that. Lots of folks know it, but everything he does is inside the law.
What, for instance?
He's just finished building a new dam in Elk Canyon. He's convinced all the farmers and ranchers that it's a good idea, that it'll conserve water they'll need during dry spells. What he hasn't told them is that he intends to sell the water at his own rates.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
I see.
Here's the whole story in last week's Clarion. Uncle Damon was trying to rouse public opinion to the point
I wish I could put Kinney where he belongs, but I guess there isn't much chance.
Yes, there is. We work together.
Together? You mean
you're... part of the job will be to keep on writing editorials like this. You'll hear from me later.
Oh, wait a minute. How can a masked outlaw help?
Adios.
Well, of all the... He's loco.
No, he isn't, Thad. Even though he's masked, the way he talks... I don't know how, but I'm sure he's going to help us some way.
Hello.
Me here, Kimasabe.
See, you had no trouble losing the sheriff and those men who were with him.
That plenty easy. Me circle come back here, make camp.
Yeah, that's fine.
We stay here?
At least until tomorrow, Tonto. I want you to ride to Elk City first thing in the morning. Keep your eye on the Clarion and on Mark Kinney.
You wait in camp?
No. While you're in town, I'll ride up Elk Canyon and look at the new dam that's just been completed.
Why you do that? Me not savvy.
I have nothing definite in mind, Tonto. It all depends on what Mark Kinney does tomorrow morning.
Here, Linda. How's this for my first editorial?
Well, let me see it. Every citizen of Elk Basin is entitled to free water rights. He's also entitled to know why those rights have been transferred to Mark Kinney. The Clarion suggests that... It's wonderful, Thad. Just what Uncle Damon would have written.
Yeah, maybe I have got some of Dad's kind of printer's ink in my blood.
Thad.
But what's wrong?
Look, coming across the street. Sheriff Lason, Mark Kinney, and another man.
I figured it was about time for that.
Good morning, Sheriff. As the Clarion's only girl reporter, I was just coming over to your office to find out whether you captured...
No, I didn't. The varmint gave us a slip, and I'm going to track him down.
We're here to discuss outlaws. You have a duty to perform.
Yeah, that's right. Baxter, I hear you intend to stay in Elk City and run your pa's paper.
Well, it's legally mine. Have you got any objections?
Elk City doesn't want you here. You'd better pack your duds and start traveling.
I won't do it.
Of course he won't.
There's no law that can force me to do... This is Kinney's idea, I know that much. And you and everybody else jumps every time he tells you to.
Mr. Kinney had nothing to do with it, except point out
just
that he...
Just to show you that I'm fair and square, Baxter, I'll buy the paper from you. How about $5,000 in cash?
The Clarion's not for sale.
You'd better keep out of this, Miss Linda.
What do you say, Baxter? I'll buy the Clarion as an investment. Mr. Bassett here will edit it for the good of everyone concerned.
That's right, boss. Shall I take off my coat and go to work? I'll get out a special edition.
Are you out of your mind, Sheriff Lason? Can't you see what Mark Kinney's trying to do? He wants the Clarion. Of course he does. He's even hired a printer to run it for him. Can't you see why? He can allow the people to know the truth about all the schemes.
Keep your mouth shut, you little...
Don't touch her, you dirty coyote.
Sheriff, you're under arrest, Baxter.
Arrest? You mean you're going to arrest
me? One more move and I'll slap you alongside the head with the barrel of my gun. Now, come on, we're heading for the jail.
Good work, Sheriff. According to law, you can demand a forced sale of this print shop later on. In the meantime, Mr. Bassett will take over.
Sure, I'll start right to work.
Well, of all the dirties... You see, Linda, what chance have we got?
Get moving, Baxter.
Don't worry, Thad. I'll try to find our friend. Maybe he can
do something. The only thing you'll do right now, young woman, is get out of this shop. You don't work here anymore.
Oh, Scott. Oh, fella. Oh, oh, fella. Oh.
What did you find out, Toto?
Well, me see lawman arrest young fella and put him in jail.
What's that? How could he arrest that Baxter?
Only hear plenty talk. People say law not want Baxter to have paper in Elk City. Sheriff make him sell it to Mark Kinney.
Hard to believe that an honest sheriff would help Kinney to... It's understandable. Rode up to Kinney's dam this morning. It's built on property he owns legally. Nothing can be done there.
That bad. Kinney now have other fella run paper for him.
Is that so?
Me see him. Him have red hair, big scar on cheek.
What's that, Tonto? Did you say the man who's running the paper for Kinney has red hair and a scar on one cheek?
You know him?
No, but... Wait a minute. There's a little news item in that paper Linda gave me. Get it. There it is. Listen. It's dated 10 days ago. The warden of territorial prison reports that a convict named Red Bassett was successful in a prison break yesterday morning. This leaves a prison print shop without a manager, as Bassett's trade was that of a journeyman printer. All lawmen are warned to be on the lookout.
Kimasabi, you think feller me see him, this crook?
I don't know, Tonto. It's worth investigating. As soon as it gets dark, we'll head for Elk City.
It was almost midnight when the Lone Ranger and Tonto crept through a rear window of the Clarion print shop. Once inside, the masked man busied himself setting type. He also discovered the front page form which Damon Baxter had hidden back of the press. Early the next morning, Red Bassett unlocked the door of the Clarion office.
Guess I might as well start setting up an editorial for these yokels. Kinney has sure got him believing that he's all... What's this? The paper's already printed. It's dated today. Let me see what... Why, that dirty double-crossing skunk?
Good morning, Red. How do you like the new job?
New job, you double-crossing coyote?
What are you talking about?
This. Now that you're set here, you're going to double-cross me, huh?
I don't know what you... Let me see that paper.
Right there on the front page, as if you didn't know.
Escaped convict, Red Bassett, now editor of the Clarion.
You figured that that was an easy way to tip off the law where I am. These papers go all over this part of the country. Even the warden of territorial prison
reads. I don't know how this could have happened.
Maybe you came down here last night and set
it
up.
No, I...
I know one thing. It's the last lead you'll ever sling, hot or cold.
All right, you bird.
Stop those guns, both of you.
Or you double-cross, huh? I'll take him, too. Oh!
You heard what was said, Sheriff. I think Mr. Kinney and Mr. Bassett will do some more talking.
Sure they will. And I'm going to do a lot of apologizing to a young gent named Baxter.
It's true, Thad. Everything worked out just like I hoped it would.
Well, I still can't figure how... Oh, what's that sheet in your hand?
Oh, a proof on a front page form Uncle Damon set up before he died. I don't know where the proof came from, but it's the truth. Here, read it.
All right. Why, Linda, this is actual proof that I was framed for that murder 2 years ago.
I know it.
You mean Dad knew this all the time and didn't let me know?
I guess he knew you'd come back sometime. When you were ready to fight to prove your innocence. So, he had this ready for you.
Well, I'll be doggone. How could he know I'd...
He didn't know. He just hoped. Then you met that masked man and... He made it all come true.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.